Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. I promise not to get super sidetracked. We'll get to the NBA draft stuff in a second. But Anthony, tight end U is happening right now. And did you see that? So tight end U, for those that don't know, a bunch of NFL tight ends get together and like exchange notes and work together and try to better their games. And it's a really cool thing that was George Kittle is the big driving force behind it, but Travis Kelce and Greg Olsen are also very involved. And Travis brought his significant other, aka Taylor Swift, to tight end U.
Wow.
Imagine like 3 years ago being like, hey, in 3 years, tight end U, Taylor Swift is going to be there.
I will be there.
That's I just think hilarious. And also there's something like tight end, Taylor Swift just feels like a funny match because tight end's like one of the most unglamorous positions in the sport.
Yeah,
but I love it. Good for the tight ends. Okay, let's get into NBA Draft Confidential here. And David Aldridge does this every year. It's really, really good. We went through the guards last week. And I think it's worth mentioning in lieu of the Jordan Poole trade that I do think Jeremiah Fears, who's someone that we to an extent skipped over last week, but I said like, hey, if all of a sudden Jordan Poole gets traded, then I think that we could be looking at Jeremiah Fears as a potential guy. I think he's now in play for the Wizards in a way that it wouldn't have been as smart to take him when we woke up this morning. So I think it's just worth saying that. Does that mean that they're 100% taking Fears if he's on the board? No, there's other guys that I think they might have above him that are interesting fits. And that kind of gets us to where we're at. Obviously, the top guy on the board is Cooper Flagg on the wing. I'm not going to bother with Flagg stuff. Ace Bailey is the next guy that David got reports on. Ace Bailey is the most interesting player to me in this draft. Anthony, before we get into what scouts and executives and coaches said about him, have you watched Ace Bailey? Do you have thoughts on Ace Bailey?
I do have thoughts on Ace Bailey.
What are your thoughts going into what I'm about to tell you about Ace Bailey on Ace Bailey?
Yeah, because I actually haven't read it. I think he is a shot maker, but I think he takes outlandish shots. I would equate him to a Paul George that takes, you know, really difficult shots. Carmelo Anthony takes really difficult shots, but, you know, he makes them. So.
And those guys were multiple-time All-Stars that played on a bunch of winning teams. Not championship teams necessarily, but winning teams. I mean, Denver Melo pushed that team pretty far. He got some places in the playoffs. Paul George has been to some deeper playoff runs. Ace Bailey scares the daylights out of me because I could see where if you pass on him and you're like, there's a lot of stuff here, I'm out, that it doesn't work, or and you think it's not going to work, that it does, and you're the guy that passed on Ace Bailey, who has been highly touted. Like, for a while, it was Flagg, Harper, Bailey. And, like, Bailey was right there as, like, depending on how this season plays out, he could be the top pick in this draft. And I think pretty quickly, especially after the Vegas stuff last year, like, we've known Cooper Flagg was going to be the number one pick for a long time. It would have taken a very different season at Duke and at Rutgers for Bailey and Harper. But coming out, like, it was kind of the trio of them. It was the three of them, the two Rutgers kids and Cooper Flagg. And so when you have that kind of talent, and it was clearly a bad situation in Rutgers last year, although a lot of people point to Ace Bailey as the reason why, in terms of on the floor, not that he's necessarily a bad kid, could he rebound and be great? Could he be what Anthony Edwards is? We were like, oh my God. I know that Georgia team he was on wasn't very good, but like, did we just stupidly pass on the best skill that a guy can have, shot making? By the same token, there's real reasons why there's fear with Ace Bailey. One, the workout stuff is weird. And I do think that the agent that he has been working with is a guy that hasn't represented as many guys as some of the other top agents. And there was a, I can't remember who he had a couple years ago, but like similar kind of weird workout thing and like kind of misplayed it. And that player eventually fired him. So there's a chance he's getting bad advice here. But he apparently like really wants to go to Washington or Utah or one of these places where he can get a lot of reps on the ball. Like, he wants to be a featured offensive player. I don't know if I want a guy like that. I want a guy who's like, what can I do to win? The shot making is incredibly impressive, but he makes hard shots in college. Well, that means he's got to take hard shots in college. Hard shots in college become no shot in the NBA. And like, that's what scares me about Ace Bailey. So it's a double-edged sword, man. He could be awesome, or he could cost you your job. So some of the feedback that David Aldridge got in his NBA Draft Confidential, which you can read in full on The Athletic, it's long, I'll tell you that. This article took me almost took me 30 minutes to read while I was on the bike today, Anthony. A lot of slow pedaling, a lot of slow reading. I like Ace a lot. This is from a college assistant coach whose team played against Rutgers this year. I think he's a pretty one-sided player. I don't think there's a whole lot of desire on defense. I hate criticizing kids on stuff like that when I haven't coached them, though. I don't know what they were asking, or maybe he was doing what they were asking him to do. He certainly has the measurables to be a good defender. He's got good athleticism. He's got good length. He's got quickness. Western Conference executive. There are questions about how good his feel for the game is and how locked in he is, and the team was disappointing, and he was a little up and down. But on his game, you could sit there and squint and tell yourself you're getting some version of Durant. This is probably my favorite thing, and I think the thing that would push me away from him based off of if this is true. But by the same token, if you're telling me he's a Durant or an Anthony Edwards or like that kind of shot maker, it's going to be hard to push away. The playmaking, this is the quote from the Western Conference executive, the playmaking, I feel in part, is not there. My experience has been while we can get guys slimmer, put on weight, get them stronger, a lot of guys improve their jump shots and everything. But if that playmaking is not there, we don't have a computer chip to insert to go get them to do that. That's not going to improve. You have to, in almost all cases, bring that to the NBA or you just don't have it. That's the thing that scares me. Western Conference executive number two, is he a talented kid? Yes, but he better get to the right environment. If he gets in a dysfunctional situation, he could be out of the league in 5 years. This is why it's so hard with the Wizards currently, I think, too, Anthony, is because are the Wizards the right environment? They care so much about how they take care of their players. They want guys to succeed. They give them distinct development plans. Like, there's been tremendous growth in their young players since Dawkins and Winger got here and they've implemented the things that they want to implement. It's why if you take Ace Bailey, you're betting as much on Ace Bailey as you are on yourself. And if you're saying, hey, I'm going to bet on myself, like there's a level of confidence to that. And that's kind of where I am on Ace. If they take him, I'm going to be like, all right, let's go. If he's on the board and they pass on him for someone else, I'll be like, understood. Understood.
Yeah, I mean, I think even when you look at what's transpired the last year with our rookies that we took last year, they all progressively got better towards the end of the season. And coming into this environment where they are big on player development and they're also big on allowing these young guys to play through mistakes, I think this is a good, you know, atmosphere for a guy like Ace. If they were willing to, you know, take a chance on on him. But to be honest, I think anybody we bring in will, you know, have the flexibility to be able to, you know, play through mistakes and, you know, learn from, you know, year one of playing in the NBA. So if they think he's coachable, if they, you know, like him, who he is as the person, I think this is a no-brainer. But, I mean, also I wouldn't be upset if, you know, they didn't, you know, choose him. So
they also, I mean, Will said at the postseason, my guess, and this is 1,000% a guess, my guess is they would pass on him simply because Will has talked about them being a defensive first team. But also, you have to score the basketball in the modern NBA, and they don't have a shot maker. Like, and they also don't have a star. And Ace Bailey, outside of Flagg and Harper, is probably the guy with the biggest upside in this draft. So while, like, my lean based off of who they're trying to lean into identity-wise, he doesn't fit, I could also see why they make an exception for him and be like, we're going to surround this guy with so much good defense that it doesn't matter how bad he is. And hopefully he'll also buy into the culture and work to get better because he does have a lot of tools on that end. But we can't teach the thing. We can't teach someone else the thing he has. And so I could make the argument either way. All right, next guy, Con Knipl, who is skyrocketing off draft boards. I'm going to be honest with you, Anthony. I don't know how much time we need to spend on Con Knipl because I don't think he's going to be there at 6.
Dan, you think he's going that high?
Every mock draft that I have seen recently has him going off the board at least at 5, if not at 4. 4 seems to be the popular spot at Charlotte.
Hey, that boy can shoot, man.
I would also see if they want to pair Tyrese Maxey with him and Embiid. And, like, we are going to see if we can get Joel healthy, and we're going to try to be good now. And if not, because he is as plug-and-play as you get in this draft outside of Flagg. Just, he's going to come in. He's going to hit shots. He's an awesome shooter. He competes his face off. Like, and then in the long term, he and Tyrese Maxey can grow together in Philly if they take him at 3. So I can definitely see that. A couple of quotes here from NBA Draft Confidential. And if he's on the board, I definitely think he's in play for Washington, obviously. College head coach whose team played Duke. He was way better than I thought he was. I saw him a little bit in high school, and he was a good player. But I wondered how that would translate, especially with the athleticism. He really knows how to play. He's bigger than you think. He's more athletic than you think. He can put it on the floor a little bit better than you think. He's super, super competitive. Another Eastern Conference executive. He's going to at least stick his nose in there. When I saw him at the Jordan Brand Classic, I told someone this guy was talking about TJ Power, who was a Duke commit in 2023. What a great shooter he is. And Con's a better shooter than TJ. I told him they've got Con Knipl coming in and he's going to take those minutes. Power wound up transferring to Virginia instead of that happening. So I think Knipl is a guy that is super interesting and is rising up boards for a reason. And I also don't think people see relatively for an NBA prospect, slow-footed white guy, and they're like, can't defend. Like, he's going to have some trouble with some of the quicker guys in the league, but like, he's big, he's long, and he's really smart. And the stuff, again, offensively, like, you can't teach a guy how to shoot like that. And there's more off the dribble game than I think people realize. So yeah, I don't think Knipple's making it out of the top 5.
Hey, now that, you know, I hear, you know, everybody's assessment of him, I would be surprised if he's there as well. Like, shooting translates.
Most of the mocks don't have it. And by the way, like John Hollinger, former NBA executive, longtime NBA writer, he released his top 75 today.
Mm-hmm.
He's got Knipl in that third tier, like top 5 kind of player. He's got Bailey 12th.
Dang.
So there are definitely people in the league that have Knipl above Bailey. And I think that might be how that plays out on draft night.
You can't teach shooting, man. The dude shot 40.6% from 3 as a freshman, and he's probably only going to get better. We talk about Tahina Pow, how she dropped. She's shooting 57% from 3.
That's crazy.
And she was one of the league leaders. I mean, she was one of the leaders in college. So it's just like, it translates.
You can't teach a bad shooter to be great. You can teach a bad shooter to be okay, an okay shooter to be good, a good shooter to be great, and a great shooter to be elite. But you can't get from this guy's a 28% three-point shooter into a 45% shooter.
Yeah.
Con Knipl's 41. So that is definitely worth mentioning. All right, there's a couple other names I want to roll through, including one guy who I think might be the biggest swing in this draft. We're talking NBA draft before we get back to the Wizards and the Jordan Poole trade coming up with Linnell at 6 o'clock.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Linnell will be in studio with us coming up at 6 o'clock to talk about the Jordan Poole trade. Tomorrow, Linnell follows us here on the Team 980. Wizards draft show starts at 4 o'clock. I'm on 4 till 7 as usual, just a special edition of the Hoffman Show. We live outside the Wizards War Room. And then Linnell will have our full NBA draft coverage starting at 7 o'clock. Of course, last year, it was literally, Anthony, do you remember the Denny Avdija trade last year?
To the Trailblazers?
Yeah, you remember like the timing of it? This literally is, I'm talking about the show with Linnell, like just popped into my head.
Was this right when we were about to get off air?
It happened as we were signing off.
Yeah, as we were
like,
getting off.
We signed off and 6 seconds later, Woj broke the news.
And then you stayed on for an extra hour.
And then I stayed on with Linnell.
And I had to leave.
Yes, you did. But I remember, because I also remember doing it like in, we made a vlog last year of draft day. And I remember being like, tick, tick. There's the Woj tweet.
That's one, 2 years in a row then.
One of the final Woj bombs.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's 2 years in a row, though, that we had like
yeah, this
media, we had Wizards trade news.
Right before
you
the
had
draft.
You had to stay an hour, an extra hour.
The year before, it was the Beal trade. Yeah.
Which, and CK stepped in for me.
Yeah, which all-time greatest moment on the show. Yeah. Hey, boss, can you run the board and answer the phones for me?
Thanks. It was actually two years ago to the day.
Was it? Well,
that it was the 24th, the 2 years ago.
Oh, it was the 24th.
Yeah.
Huh. They love making trades on the 24th. What can I tell you? Well, Mark, put a reminder in next year. Wizards are going to make a trade today. Probably into the cap space that was created by today's trade. It's kind of the point. All right, let's get into a couple more quick names to keep an eye on for the Wizards tomorrow, specifically on the wing. And these names, I don't know if the Wizards are going to be able to get because I think they're going to fall in the range that goes between their picks, right? So they have 6 and 18. And could they trade up? Like, could a Houston want extra draft capital, let's say, and in the future and trade 10 to the Wizards for 18 and, I don't know, like 18 and Corey Kispert? Something like that?
Not I
that
thought I'm Houston that. Already traded 10.
That's right. Phoenix has
the
10.
The Suns.
Could Phoenix? They don't need another two guard. Someone. I don't know. Do they want a vet? Do they want Marcus Smart? Not that I want to give up Marcus Smart or Corey Kispert. Like, I like all these dudes. That's the problem. They've acquired so many good dudes, Anthony. Every time they trade one now, I'm just like really, really sad. I'm like, oh, but I like that guy. Oh, well. But I feel like it's worth mentioning these anyway. Cedric Coward out of Washington State only played 6 games for Washington State. He played 2 years prior to that at Eastern Washington. And I love this from a college head coach who played him while he was at Eastern Washington. We knew he had already played at Eastern for a year and had modest numbers, but made the transition pretty well. I popped on the scout tape getting ready to play them. First thing I told my staff was, guys, this guy might be an NBA player. His measurables, the way he moves, were so smooth and fluid. I just loved him. I had such a man crush on him and his game. We were fortunate when we competed against them. The way we played defense against their system really helped us when we played them. I was not surprised at all, though, that he started climbing up draft boards the last 16 months. Humble kid, easy to root for. Again, this is about Cedric Coward, the 6'5 wing out of Washington State. So he is a guy that, like, you start reading up a little bit on him, some of the size, like, is he kind of in that, you know, that endless amount of wings that Oklahoma City has? Could he fit in that? Yes, he definitely could. Carter Bryant, 6'7 out of Arizona. I love this about his routine. This is from a college assistant coach who played Arizona this year. We go to Arizona. We get there 2 hours before, a little earlier than we usually do. I just watched him go through his routine, and I was like, oh, this dude's a pro. He's out there like nobody else out there. 1 foot hops. He's going through it. I was like, this guy's got a routine to his game, and he was coming off the bench. And that's the thing. So he's interesting because he only played like less than 20 minutes a game last year at Arizona. And a lot of his advanced metrics are really good. Like, his per 36 numbers are crazy, but it's because he barely played. And if he had played more, he'd probably been more exposed. So he's a guy that I think is high upside, but probably not going to be available to the Wizards. A couple more real quick. Liam McNeely, 6'7 wing, 19 years old out of UConn. Not the greatest athlete, but every single guy that he talked to about him, David put a college assistant, another college assistant, and an Eastern Conference executive, and they're all like, that dude is an a-hole. Positive. Plus.
I was about to say, what?
Like, he on the floor just like has a confidence and a here's a quote. You know, talking about Steph Castle the year before at UConn. Steph Castle the year before, his combination of size, playmaking, ability, and shooting, and bravado for such a young player. I was incredibly impressed with that. Steph Castle the year before, he didn't even really have that. We dared Castle to make threes. He was struggling to shoot it. McNeely, it was just the complete opposite. He was almost like, this is my stuff from the jump ball. I was blown away by that. So between the shooting, his three-point shot was terrible last year, but he shot 45% his senior year of high school. He just took a lot of tough shots, I think, last year. He's a guy that's really interesting, and he probably will be available at 18. He's going to go in that like 16 to 20 range. Here's the most interesting guy in the entire draft. Noah Esanga, 6'10", currently playing in Germany. He's had an awesome last couple of months. Eastern Conference executive says he's more talented than Zachary Risarchet, who was the number one overall pick last year. He says he's got a decent feel, can attack a closeout, get to the rim, make an open shot. And he's young. He's going to have to grow. But he's super young. Western Conference exec number 3, the wild card of the draft. A long wingspan, high motor, needs to develop his body. Kid has some Scottie Pippen in him. He's my wild card in this draft. He can go anywhere from 5 to 15, I think. Hard worker, will develop an offensive game eventually because of how dedicated he is. He's a guy that I think the Wizards are going to have to trade up for. But man, if he falls to 18. Big French guy. That's the type. But a guy who's got that kind of athletic upside, that kind of potential at 18, that feels like a swing worth taking.
I'm with it. I'm with it, man.
You want more from Aldridge? One, he was on Grandanny today, so you can check out their podcast, get his reaction to the Jordan Poole news. We might pull a David Aldridge bite later on in the show as well. But you can read his work in The Athletic, and it's awesome. Glad that we could share some of that with you and help it form our opinions of this draft class here on the air. When we get back, Linnell Willingham, he's been chomping at the bit to talk to me about this Jordan Poole trade since the moment the news broke. We're going to talk about it next here on the Team 980.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.